We are on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, from middle learning there that the difference between the two shuls of leprosy. How come one place it says that shuls, there's no din of leprosy, one place it says it does? So we have two answers. One answer we gave is it depends if the shul has a house attached to it. Then there is leprosy. If it doesn't, there isn't no leprosy. Or we say the difference if it's a shul in a metropolis, krachim, or a shul in a little city, krachim. In kfar. If it's a little shul kfar, you know everybody, then it's like you said, a private, and there is leprosy, but in krachim there isn't. So we asked the question, where Rabbi Yehuda says that I heard only Beis HaMikdash there's no leprosy. It sounds like, but in the shul there is leprosy, in the shulayim, and that's definitely a krachim. How come there's leprosy there? So we answer, he says, Mokum Mekudesh, all shuls, there's no leprosy. Okay, says the Gemara, Maikam Iflugi, what's the argument here? What are the base of the argument on the few Beisim and Aleph? What's the basis of their argument as to whether shuls have leprosy or not? In Tanna Kamma, and what's the argument? He said, Yishalayim, there's no leprosy at all. In general, Yishalayim, there's no leprosy. Tanna Kamma, Sava, Tanna Kamma believes Yishalayim, Loin is Chalku Lushvatim. Tanna Kamma says, Yishalayim, there's no leprosy because he holds that Yishalayim doesn't belong to any individual. Shevet, it belongs to all the tribes together. And Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Yehuda holds, no, Yishalayim is Chalku Lushvatim. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it fell in the hands of Benjamin Yehuda. And therefore, there is dinim of leprosy in Shalayim. Where isn't there dafke in Makom Mekudesh Beis HaMikdash? Why should that be different? So we learned yesterday already, because David Melch raised money from everybody to purchase the land to build the Beis HaMikdash. And what's this machlekes about? Why is the machlekes in Shalayim was divided or not? So Gemara, but Pluk to Dani tonight is actually based on another machlekes, a time we learned. What fell into the land of Yehuda? Harabai is the Temple Mount. Halishcha is the chambers of Azores and the courtyards, the different courtyards, as is Yisrael, as is Noshim, as a Kainim. All those courtyards, they belong to Yehuda. Rashi. V'maika miflagi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanon. Har Habayi is Temple Mount, about 10 lines and narrow lines. Alishcha v'Azores, Tzad HaMizrach, the east side, that's the entrance. Reiche v'Harabayi is the width of the Harabayi. Ezra's Noshim Kula, first the entrance is the women's gallery. Then Ezra Yisrael, then the courtyard of the Yisrael. Kula, Yura Alef Amor, Shalmokim Ragli, this is Koyim, Lahal Rag Yisrael. Then there's a section with the Koyim of another 11 Amos that's beyond the Ezra Yisrael. The Haim Misham there is Mizbeach, Maschil Misham starts from there. Ulamarav, the Chelkesh of Yamin. The west side is Binyamin's side, and the east side, the Beis HaMikdash, is the Yehuda side. Elishim Mokim, now this is what happened. The Mizbeach encroached in Yehuda's area. We'll see that the entire Beis HaMikdash was in Binyamin's area, the courtyards, and the Temple Mount was Yehuda's area. But the Yehuda's area had a little extra strip that went into the yard where the Mizbeach was. Elisha Makam and ate into it. Moishav Hamizbeach Yitzir Rusua Mechalk Yehuda. Where the Mizbeach was, there's a little strip that went out of Yehuda's section. The Nichnasa Lekedem Mizrachis Reimis, and it went into the east side, southeast corner, which really belonged to Binyamin. That is why, as we'll see, that is why the Mizbeach had a Yesod on the bottom, had a little a circumference there on the bottom. Except on the southeast corner. Why didn't have one? Because that was Yehuda's section and Mizbeach belonged to Binyamin. So the Gemara, Maha Yebechel Binyamin. What ended up in Binyamin's Chelik? Ulam, the Beis HaMikdash itself, and it's made of three parts. You have the Ulam, the front big room, then the Hechel, and the Beis Kedosh and Hechel. We have the Shulchan and the Meneda, and the Beach and Nazov, and then you have the Kachi Kachim. Rutsua, he said, Yetzim Echel Kachim, it was a little strip that went out of Yehuda's Chelik. When Nichas Echel Binyamin entered Binyamin's Chelik. And there the Mizbeach was built. And that's why there was no Yisoid over there, because it was Yehuda's territory. Yeah.
What's the Svara Bichlal to say that leprosy could fall onto a public place? If the whole of Tzaras is a punishment for an individual who said Lashon Hara or whatever.
Because the Pasuk says, it says Loi. Shaloi bias
him.
That's right. But to be safe, it's a small rabbim. It's still considered, each one can recognize who contributed all that. Tejri wants to know, according to the Mandomber, says that Yishalayim was not divided amongst the Shvatim. Then why Taka did the Mizbeach miss out a little bit of that perimeter of the Yisoid? What was the reason for that? Tejri concludes, when it comes to these things, you can't ask questions. Hakol, everything comes from the Eibishter, Hakol, Beksavi, and Hashem, and therefore, Azayizas. No questions, like we had yesterday, Gemara. Zayda, 2 days ago. Says the Gemara Vayte. So Binyamin Hatzadik, based on off the middle. Binyamin Hatzadik, I'm in Steyrala. Binyamin HaTzadik pained him because he had Ruach HaKodesh, he saw that was going to happen. Levola, b'chol yayin, b'am, every day that Yehuda swallowed part of his area. Shanamar says, Chayfavola, he rubbed on it, kol yayin all day. Not here. Yeah, but over here it means like somebody who is rubbing against the wall. If you don't get what you want, this is how you behave. Fichel zocher binyamin atzadik, he merited nasa uspischer gevura. He actually ended up hosting the Eibush to himself. That what was in his chelish, and it says because the Aron, even though binyamin had the kodesh and the hechel gedoshim, there was no hechlik that the Aron should end up by him. Maybe the Aron should be outside somewhere. Why would it be by binyamin? Maybe who says it has to be locked up in the holy of holies? Maybe it should be outside somewhere in the courtyard. So he was zeiche that he should be the host for the Eibush. And it says, "Uvenk seifav shachein," between his shoulders. That's where it rested. Rashi ush bezichon shahaya aron notan mechelkoi. Oh, sorry, Mr. Rashi. Chayiv kadam is chacherich mach moshein amasi by tavosai. He rubs against him because he doesn't get tayv loshen nozir. You shouldn't scratch. You shouldn't scratch yourself. Ush bezichon shahaya aron notan mechelkoi nitchelik. That's why the Aron wasn't chelik, because in other words, seems from the Gemara here, the Aron didn't have to end up by Binyamin Kodesh Kedoshim. It's only because Binyamin, it bothered him so much that he lost a couple of inches of space. One little two he lost, that he didn't have the schus to have the shechin there, it bothered him. So therefore he earned that the Aron should be by him. Says the Gemara, V'hai Tana Sovar, and this Tana hold, Yishalayim was chakur shvatim, and the following Tana holds that Yishalayim was not divided amongst the shvatim, and that's why there's no tzaras Yishalayim. Where do you see that he wasn't divided? Time we learned, ein maskirin vatim Yishalayim. You're not allowed to rent out any hotels or rooms or guests or bedrooms or anything in Yishalayim. You know why? Because not yours to rent out. Lefisha ein Yishalayim. It belongs to everybody. What right do you have to rent me a space in your area? Not only do you have no right to rent out the space, you don't even have right to rent out the beds. You have nothing, because the ground that the bed is on isn't yours. So what are you renting me for? Leficha, therefore, since you can't rent it out, oido is kochim, at the skins of the kochim, that the chagigas they bring, the hotel, they got to get paid somehow, so they take it by force from you. It's only the menschlichkeit. It's appropriate. Lemishbik inish, a person when he stays over somewhere should leave behind. Gulfa, should leave behind over here his jugs that he carries with him, traveling jugs. Umashcha, and the highs, luish pisicha, to the host. Rashi, haitana de la kamon sova, loin is chalka. Behind it, that's about it tonight. Meals, Yishalayim belong to everybody, and that's why you not even rent space in Yishalayim. Oyrois kochim shel shalmich chagiga v'simcha. What highs of kochim? Because it's yomtiv. You bring with you a karma chagiga, a karma simcha. Other rishonim say also if you bring karma shalom with you, whatever other kabbanas. Shoyleregolim shechtin v'echim. The golim shechtin the ita. Gulfa kankin shel chedes in earthenware. Umashcha oyd behema shehu shoych shecht v'echil bebayi balabais. You're eating in this house. You're eating in this house. You have to pay. So it seems from Rashi here, Luchayr, we just said you're not allowed to rent, so on what right do you have to get paid? It seems from Rashi here, because you're eating in my house, even though you bring your own food, you're taking up. So other someone is trying to say, because even though the ground that the bed is on, I have no right to rent to you, but I have a right to rent to you the bed. Because the bed is mine, so I can, and for that is why, that's why I'm entitled to take some kind of a payment. Cartelos or Plaza Hotel. No more charging.
They're only renting you the bed, that's all.
That's what it is. Pretty expensive bed. Udekvari mi metame negoyim. You said that what then the villagers is metame benegoyim, because everyone knows everybody. But Tanya, didn't we learn? It says in Pasuk, when you come to the land of Canaan that I gave you Yerusha, I'll put a tzaras in your house. But Tanya, lachuza to Yerusha. Achi yich b'shu oisa. We learn from lachuza until you inherit Eretz Yisrael. Kovshu oisav alechukov, when they conquered Yisrael, but they didn't divide it yet. Lishvatim, then there's no din of tzaras yet. It's not considered you have Yerusha. Cholku lishvatim. Let's say they didn't divide it amongst the tribes. Or cholku lebeisav, divide among the family. Or cholku lebeisav, divide among the family. Ve'en kol echem makir shaloi. But you don't know which is your particular one. Minayin, how do you know that there's no din of tzaras? Tam blamer uvoa shaloi habayis. Mishmichalay yotze elishmichadunlay. It has to be Mamashur. So what? This is your question. What are you telling me that by villages, because we know each other, who it's not good enough? We need to be belong to an individual. You must say right. This distinction we made between a communal, a large metropolis, or a village is wrong, because it doesn't matter. As long as it's more than one person, you're part already. Go back to your original answer. When do we say a house, a shul, is chayim of leprosy if there's an adjoining base deer the chazan lives there. But if no base deer, you're not chayim. Rashi.
So is that why the Beis HaMikdash could have tzaras because there's a Beis Dira?
No, there's no tzaras in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, that's why, because there's no Beis Dira and so on. And it's not belong to one person. Says the Maravite, prepare another koyim. Pshita, that's for sure. Ira boy psul koyim. Now remember, this other koyim, even though he had to be set aside, they didn't yet to train him or prepare him. They didn't do yet the chinuch. Every koyim, we live before a koyim, God always has to go through a chinuch and a koyim head yet. So this secondary koyim who's waiting in line, just in case an emergency, comes an emergency. We didn't do anything for him yet. We have to train him right now. We have to mechalich him right now. So how do we, orientation? How do we do that? The kohen gadol became possible the first thing in the morning. He found a keddy or something. The best way of doing it is by Tomei Shachar. We invite the new kohen gadol to come in, and since he has to wear the special clothes, the eight begodim, that in itself is the best training. Now remember, most of the activities of the kohen gadol in Yom Kippur is with four clothes, similar to a kohen hedyet. So how does he make it apparent that he's a kohen gadol? He wasn't mechunich for it, nor is he wearing the clothing of it. Ella. How in the world do you mechanechim? The four begotten who wears looks like any other kohen hedyet. The gakl of the kohen gadol is different. You know why? Because the kohen hedyet, remember we had before machlekes, the kohen hedyet, according to this opinion, the whole year wears klayim. The kohen gadol also wears klayim, but the kohen gadol, the four clothes that he wore was all made out of linen, boots. And there was no climb. So when they see him in the Yom Kippur, the Kohen, with a gartel, but no climb, they say, oh, this guy must be the Kohen Gadol today. So that's how he stands out as the Kohen Gadol. Rashi. Pshita, either the Kohen Gadol, Psalm, Yom Kippur, Psalm, Kohen, Tosh, Shach, Mechan, Chenoi, so how do you bring him in, Lazar, Mishah, Mishah, Tata, Tomei, Shach, Rashi, Yashu, Tomei, Shach, he does the Tomei in the morning, Bishmoyne, Big Garm, the eight clothing, Vehem, Mechun, Lechun, 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 and therefore he's prepared for Kohen Gadol, because the first thing, Tomei, Shach, which is a daily activity, now is a Kohen Gadol, so he's not Kohen Gadol for all day long. This only makes sense. That the Kohen Gadol whole year wore a climb. And the Kohen Hedyet also wore a whole year climb. And now on Yom Kippur, if you put on the linen clothing of the Kohen Gadol, he's not wearing climb. So he stands out that he's not the Kohen Hedyet anymore. Elamandom, the other opinion that says, Avnetish Shel Kohen Gadol, Loizo Avnetish Kohen Hedyet, that a Kohen Hedyet a whole year long also does not wear climb. So if this person, the Kohen Gadol, the new Kohen Gadol, standing there without climb, how does that make him still look like a Kohen Hedyet? What can you say? Tase already asked the question. There's a big machlek is if the hat that a Kohen Gadol wears is the same hat that a Kohen Hedyet wears. The Mitznefes, because the Tater calls different names, Mitznefes or Mikbois. So is it the same? Machlek is a shining. So Tase, the Kohen one holds that it's the same. Okay, that's what I was saying. It looks just like a Kohen Hedyet. But according to the one that says that it's different, so that in itself is a telltale sign that it's a Kohen Gadol. So and why should it be different? Because a Kohen Gadol needs... Exactly. Obvious. So why is a Kohen Gadol have a different hat? Says Tase, the one who says different, because he has to wear tzitz. So he needs his hat a bit smaller so he can place a tzitz. A Kohen Hedyet doesn't wear tzitz, just has tefillin. So the hat can be a bit bigger. So Tase says, because you can't really tell from a distance if it's a bigger or a smaller hat. Says his mother, Amar Abaye, says, Loivish, you know what he does is we put him on the eight clothing and we find for him something to do. When Mahapir Bitsanoid, he takes a big fork and he goes to the Mizbech and he turns things over. We know that a Zor is not allowed to do that activity. So he looks like a Kohen Gadol. Well, that's enough to make him a Kohen Gadol. And afterwards, he takes it off, removes the clothing, and goes back onto the four clothes. Ukar Avhuna, Domar Avhuna, Zor, Shahaba, Bitsanoid, Chai Misa. If a Zor does it, Chai Misa. Rashi, I'm going to buy four lines of bottom koyin. She yaschel avedim before he begins. She begad mashal mehedyet. This clothes, which is similar to an ordinary koyin, loivish my begadim. He puts on eight clothes. The yaper b'mizbech achitzen, and he turns things over. Echem nevorei hatamid, one of the limbs of the carbon tamid. Mizuk shabazel an iron fork. The kidev avedi by bringing the limbs closer to the fire mizbech. That itself is an activity. Because you hastened its burning, that's how he becomes orientated for Kohen Gadol. Chaimisa for Yisrael doesn't mishum b'hazor akor yumis. Alma kroyve avoidus have avoidus. We see what that's considered an activity. So that's how he shows that he's a kohen gadol. Says the Gemara, but the Papa says, avoidosay mechan chosay. The avoider itself, when he does the avoider yom kippur, that's enough to make him a kohen gadol, even though he's not wearing the 8 clothes, only 4 clothes. So how does he make what? How does he orient? What's orientation? The fact that he's doing an avoider that's specifically the kohen gadol's avoider, the avoider itself screams out, "You're a kohen gadol," because Mila Tanya didn't we learn? Kol hakelim shasam Moshe Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan when he wanted to start the Mishkan. How did he make all the? How did he make bring all the kelim and bring kedusha on the Mishkan chasam mikat chasam by smearing that oil? From here in, as soon as you do an activity in Mishkan that's unique to the Mishkan, that itself in turn can transform the kelim into a clay kodesh. He became a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur morning, and b'chayri when it's after Tomei Shachar, he doesn't wear any clothes anymore. But avodosa mechan chosay. The avod itself is what is orientation. Rashi avodosa mechan chosay. Avod you can put him atzma. Shein ukshelu kohen gadol and kosher kohen gadol. That avod itself trains him. In the times of Moshe, Mashiach chosim mikat chosim. It says vayimshchem vayikad joisa mikavim hayarin loyimshchu kelin chadoshim. They no longer anointed the new kalim vessel shanas shana we made it I mean said the shavuos oh is a mashiach and not the other one hark you seen it says you're right now we're going to have a machlekes about the gakul of the kohen hedged was it kaim wasn't it ki also that avdimi when avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael Amar he said avnei teshel kohen hedged the gakul of the kohen hedged whether it was kaim like the kohen gadol whether it was not is actually a machlekes of Rebbe and Rabbi Lozab Rav Shimon Chad Amar one of them I'm not sure who says shall kaim it was kaim like a kohen gadol. The Chad Omer, one of them says, shall boots, that it was only made out of linen. Tis time, let us conclude, the Rebbe who does your climb. There must be a Rebbe the one who says it's made out of climb. How do I know? The Tanya we learned, ain't bain koyin godl koyin hedyet. There's absolutely no difference in koyin godl koyin hedyet. Ella avnet. Only the gadol. Sounds like in every other respect, they're the same. Now, the avnet's question is, what do you mean they're the same? A koyin godl wears 8 vestments, and a koyin hedyet wears 4. So what do you mean they're the same? So it must be that we're talking about in the 4 clothing that they both wear in common. It's exactly the same, except the gartel. Divrei Rebbe. So we see the chayyim that Rebbe holds. How do we see from here that Rebbe holds? Right now the Gemara thinks the chayyim. There's a big difference. 8 and 4. When does the kohen gadol wear 4? Only on Yom Kippur. So we're talking about Yom Kippur, and you're telling me that on Yom Kippur, the gartel that the kohen gadol wears is different than the kohen hedyed, because you remember on Yom Kippur, the 4 vestments that he wears, there's no klein. And the kohen hedyed must be, it is klein. Is it right the rest of the year, the kohen gadol and the kohen hedyed wear the same gartel, which is klein? So there's a Rebbe holds that the gartel that the kohen hedyed wore is klein. Rabbi Lozer of Shimon Aymer, afloi avnet, even the gartel is exactly the same. The guy's exactly the same because the kohen hedyed the whole year did not wear klein. Now the Gemara is going to prove from this braisa. If we're talking about the entire year, then tuvi gugur, there's many differences. Kohen gadol mishamish b'shmoina, the hedyed ba'bo. Kohen gadol serves 8 clothing and a hedyed 4. Must be talking about Elalah b'Yom Kippurim, talking about Yom Kippur. And the Rebbe says on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol's gartel is different than the kohen hedyed. Why? Because the kohen gadol did not wear klein, kohen hedyed did. But a whole year. But the Rabbi Lashir Lazar holds no, that the kohen hedyed also did not wear klein a whole year. So you know, Raya, Amri, look, we're not talking about Yom Kippur. Maybe we're talking about a whole year. And for Kerr, Rebbe holds that the gartel of a whole year of a kohen gadol, which is klein, is different than kohen hedyed, because the kohen hedyed is not klein. If you're talking about a whole year, then how come we say that the only difference is the gartel? What about the other 4 clothing? We're not talking about that. Obviously, he wears 4 more than the regular kohen. We're talking about the 4 clothes that they both wear. There's still a difference between the two, at least in the gartel. Rashi says, no raya either way from here. Okay, kiyosha dimi yamar av neitish a kohen hedyed Rebbe Rabbi Lazer but Rav Shimon like a sinner but yamar giburi love a kohen hedyed ain't chilo kiyosha giburi love a shayin other days. Amos ilay mishayim hashan a kohen gadol mishayim hashan mishal climb okam but the chalukim bav no tei and the difference in their gadol shal hedyed the bein tuvik the boots through the many elah be yamar kipuri and the shal kohen gadol the boots is made out of linen and not out of climb ashminan the shal hedyed the climb made out of wool and linen vuadin lehedyed the chalim hashal whole year. Lord Isaac Rashi loyal and Mishai Mishai whole year. The Kohen Gadol Mishai climb, Kohen Gadol climb, and the Kohen Hedyed wears according to Rebbe non climb. Bashmina shall hedge the boots, the hedge the whole year does not wear climb linen. Ukrikame tuva, I ask a question, tuva ikud, there's many other differences. Bahana the shavim, we're talking about the four that they both wear. Boys and bagadin, those four garments, shashnein, shavim, they're both equal. The hainu ksoinis, and michnasayim, and the tunic, and the trousers, and mitznefes, and the hat, and the gartel, ain't be named, there's absolutely no difference. Allah adn on the avnaid. Says the Gemara, that's what Avdimi. So Avdimi came along and said he wasn't sure who said what. Came along, Ravin, however, came over forward. He said the same thing, but he was more definite. Amar, he said, Avneita shakoin godl b'yem ha-kippurim. Divre hakel, the gartel that the goyim godl wore in Kippur, everyone agree, shall boots made out of linen. B'shai, the rest of the year, divre hakel shall climb, the goyim godl, no question, will climb. The question is, l'nechelku, what are they arguing on? Avneita shakoin hedjit, the goyim hedjit. What did the Kohen Hedge wear a whole year? Rebbe Yom is a climb. Here, the Rabin clearly says that Rebbe says it's a climb. And Rabbi Loza, but Rabbi Shimon Yom is a boots, linen. Not only Rabbi Rabin said that, but Afanan is actually a confession of Raisa. It says in the Pasik, Al Besarai, it says that the Kohen God will put on his bosom, Matam Beloim Yilbush. Why did it say Yilbush al Bsari? It says Vilovash Akoy Midi Bad Michli Bad Yilbush al Bsari. Why say Yilbush a second time? Just say Michli Bad al Bsari. What's the second Yilbush? Lahavi Mitznefes V'Avneit Laharam Sadeshin. This is the activity of Truma Sadeshin. It's not the activity of Hitzah. There's two activities. One is Truma Sadeshin, one is Hitzah Sadeshin. Hitzah Sadeshin is when there's so much garbage there, you have to take the whole thing out. Truma Sadeshin is only a little bit they took out, one shovel. Truma Sadeshin, they could wear dirty, they could wear fancy clothes because they didn't really get dirty. Hitzah Sadeshin, he got dirty. So by the Terumah Sadeshin, they wore all the begadim, including the mitznefes, the avnet, even though the pasuk only mentions the what do you call it, midei bad, umichnas bad, but he also wore the hat and the gartel. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Deisa says, you know what the pasuk I'm teach you? Not necessarily about the Terumah Sadeshin, but lahavi big day kain gadol in kippurim. What do you do with the remnant of the clothes of gadol in kippurim? It doesn't wear the next year. What do you do with the clothing? Even though the puzzle says v'samu, the puzzle seems to say you put it away. V'inichem sham. I hold you don't just hide it. You can use it. But for what? Shade in the coin head. A coin head, you can use it the rest of the year. Rebbe said, I disagree. Shtei tshubudavah. Chodah, first of all, how can the coin head wear the rest of the year? What was the garments of the coin gadol? It was made out of linen, the special garments. Linen. Linen was not klaim. But a coin head the rest of the year needs a gartel of klaim. Klar, Rebbe says that the gartel, the coin hedged, wore a whole year with climb. So how can we hand me down? Chodah, first of all, the avneitesh of koyin gadol b'yom ha-kippurim loizehu avneitesh of koyin hedged, not the same. Why? Because the koyin gadol was linen, the coin hedged was climb. But furthermore, how can you take the clothes that the koyin gadol wore with such a high level of g'sha'anyim kippur? Begodim shenishtam shtar b'hem kedusha chamura. Clothes that were used on the holiest day and by the koyin gadol tishamish ben kedusha kala. Ella, so what I say, ma tam alema yilbush. So why say second time yilbush? Right? It says v'lovash hakoyin. Why say again? Omechde bad yilbush. So second yilbush. Le rabbis, the teachers are shocking. Now for this activity of Terumah Sadeshin, you can even use clothing that has holes in it that wore away. You're allowed to wear them. But what do we see from here? Clearly, the Rebbe holds that the gartel coin headed wore a whole year was made out of climb, different than the gartel and the coin gadol wore in those four clothes. And an Abdeisa who says that you could pass it down to Kohen Hedge. What's going on here? But also Abdeisa Tameh. Abdeisa is consistent with you. The Tanya, where we learned the Hinicham Sham, you should place it there. Melamich to Unigeniza. He says you place the clothes there after he finishes activity. It says that he takes off the clothes. Pasha be there, but he removes all the clothes. And then Hinicham Sham says the Tanakama, you got to hide it there. Can't use it ever again. Rabbi Yosi says Yidich Hashem only means it, don't use again your kippah, but you can give it, pass it down to a Kohen Hedge. Rashi. I heard only the shchakim. One opinion is also shchakim. You're allowed to use a normal clothing for Terumah Sadeshin. because it is a respectable job, even though you're dealing with deshen, but it costs only one shovelful. But I heard from another opinion, no, that for this job, it doesn't pass. It's not so appropriate to use proper clothing. Dafke, use worn-out clothing. Why could the rule godim should be shel mekdei l'rabbi, clothing that you use to cook food? Don't use it to pour. No, if you can use it for transition. Sorry?
I'm saying every part of the service out there was messy.
No.
Not respectful of God.
Everything else is not respectful. Preparing food is not a problem. It's only you're dealing with garbage.
Shechita, blood.
Why is that a sheikh is not a respectable job?
I didn't say not respectable.
You just did.
No, I said messy, dirty.
Messy is not respectable. Desh and garbage is not respectable. And therefore, but it's not respectable. The Aravid is, and this is not respectable. We'll see later. There's even a pious for enough. It's not really enough. They need a beina. I don't like the shot. Here's the Rashi to make a difference between terumah sedeshen and noit sauce sedeshen. When it comes to removing the garbage, I mean, in the kamar hachi, we taka say that you have to change the clothing. Mipnei shab godim mizbazim umislachi all dirty. Avot terumah sedeshen sheeina ele mole machtel leyaim one shovel. You just, it's a more symbolic than actually remove the garbage. Once a day, can I mean that dummy? They ain't shom lichlo begad, you don't really get dirty. Now we learned what happens to this. Let's say the Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh. You move him, set him aside, and this Kohen in Gadol in waiting is now becoming Kohen Gadol. What happens when the first Kohen Gadol, then after 7 days, he's no longer Tameh? He's reinstated. What do you do with the second Kohen Gadol? The temporary replacement. Says the Gemara, tell him what we learned. Ida by psul hadl, like in America, the vice president takes over the president. He's not capable of performing. What happens after the president becomes capable? What do you do with the vice president now? So what we learned? Ida by psul, he became posel. Umino yakatachta rishon chayzer labedase. When he's back to normal, he comes back. Abe is reinstated. Abe sheni kol mitzvahs kohuni doyel alav. Vivrame, you have two kohen doyel now in service. You can't, and you can't, I guess, fire him. However, I agree with you, the first one is it becomes Kohen Gadol. But Sheini, Einu Roy, Sheini's in limbo. Einu Roy, Loi the Kohen Gadol. He cannot be a Kohen Gadol, you already have a Kohen Gadol. But no, the Loi the Kohen, nor can become a head yet. Exactly. So now he's in limbo. So in the way you think about it, this guy's not in a great position. One day a year, he has all this fame and glory, and the rest of his life, he's in limbo. That's exactly it. Amr Abayisi, Maise be Yaisi be Nilam Bitzipay. Taka happened. She either by Psul became Godel, that the Kohen became possible. Umina Itali replaced him. Amachami, Marishan Chayzel Abedas. The first guy was reinstated. Abashani, Ainu Roy, Loy, Kohen Godel, Kohen Hedjit. Kohen Godel, why can't have two Kohen Godel, Mishum Eivor? If you become Kohen Godel, it creates jealousy and enmity and so on, antipathy between the real Kohen Godel and you. He thinks that you're going to try to chop him off, get rid of him, so that you can take over completely. But no, so no, make him a Kohen Hedjit. Mishum Ma'ilim Meridin. Ma'ilim Kohen Meridin. Even though he's no longer Ma'ilim, but at least no Kohen Meridin. Rashi.
So the only reason you can't have two Kohen Gadol is because of jealousy.
That's exactly right. As we have two wives, it's called Tzari, what? Shtam Shem Keser Echad. But Kohen Gadol is not really a Melech, but Rashi. That's the next page. So he's nothing. He's lost. Look at what the halach is like Rabbi Yossi. The halach is like Rabbi Yossi. What? Not in the limbo. However, Rabbi Yossi, if Lepoil, he didn't listen, this guy is in limbo. And he behaved like a Kohen Gadol. He is a Kohen Gadol. Min HaToyd is a Kohen Gadol. It's only the Rabbanon who intervened and said, look, we don't want you to act like Kohen Gadol because it's not going to be a healthy environment in this Beis HaMikdash. Rashi, Mavad Vaaval, Bishmay Megadin, Kohen Gadol, Abay Dosek Shaydes, Kosher, the Kohen Gadol, who is really a Kohen Gadol. Elodom Rabbanon, Lelishtamish, and Eva. The reason why Rabbanon is the seed of Israel, we don't want because of Eva. Avo Babo Vade Psula, the Abay Chosim Megadin. You hear this? This guy, if he decides to work like Kohen Hedjit, it's possible because he's not wearing the right clothes. A Kohen doesn't wear the right clothing, he's not a Kohen. The clothing is what makes him. And therefore, it's possible. So he's Mamish in trouble. Okay. However, okay. By the Gemara, says the Gemara, by the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha Rabbi Yosi, Umoyde Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi is Umoyde. She'im meis rishon. What happened a year, 2 years down the track? The first guy died. Do you start looking for a new kohen gadol? No. She'choizel avedasa. The second guy steps in. He's now the kohen gadol. Because since he's the kohen gadol, till now he just takes over. Pshit lechedi. You just said that he remains a kohen gadol. And you said if he does avoid of a kohen gadol, it's a valid avoid. It means mahatayde he's a kohen gadol. It's only the rabbanon that we don't want to be kohen gadol. So he's a kohen gadol waiting. If the Kohen Gadol knows that as soon as he dies, you take over, every day he's looking behind his back. What are you going to do to him? Are you going to try to undermine him, try to get rid of him, get him fired, do worse? Kamashalan, you don't say that. We know that two wives are there, each one's called a tzara to the other one. It's called a tzara because he's taka tzara. Because you always think that you want, each wife wants a husband exclusively, and the other woman is always going to try to. Exactly.
So what happens to people in Ari Miklot? If the first Kohen Gadol dies, there's no Mrs. Kohen Gadol because there's one already there.
But it's a grown up because the Mrs. Kohen Gadol is a kapara. It doesn't matter, there's another Kohen Gadol in waiting. The Mrs. Kohen Gadol is a kapara and the Kohen Gadol dies. What do you understand?
I understand it's commercial, so what have you used?
Commercial, that, that far we don't go. If they're both mamish active as Kohen Gadolim, you can see the rivalry. But if the guy is
waiting, yeah. Could you imagine a circumstance where you have
two leaders and two rabbanim in the shul? You ever see work? You ever see work two rabbanim? Can't we have enough time? One rabbanim in the shul? No, two rabbanim in one shul. But then you always have, because Gemara says we'll sing Gemara Yevamos and Megillah that is different cities, even though they're in the same like different cities. But two rabbanim in one shul. Lashi. Even after one, if you could tell him that this guy will take over, he's like already an oppressor while he's alive. Two women are married; each one's called a tzara, oppressor for the other one. She's davening; she's anticipating that I should die. This guy wants to take over. Come on, let's not worried. Okay, see you tomorrow, Mr. Shah.